The FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are conducting investigations into a series of suspicious letters, some containing an unidentified substance, which were sent to election officials across the country, according to the agencies.
The Associated Press reported that packages with powder were mailed to secretaries of state and state election offices in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Wyoming, citing officials from these states. The FBI and U.S. Postal Inspection Service are investigating a series of suspicious mailings sent to election officials in several states, the agency stated. Liam White reporting.
Venezuela announced the arrest of a fourth U.S. citizen in connection with an alleged plot to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro following elections that the opposition claims he manipulated.
The American was detained in Caracas after reportedly taking photos of electrical installations, oil facilities, military units, according to Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello. Three other U.S. citizens, two Spaniards, and a Czech national have also been arrested in Venezuela in recent weeks. One of the Americans was identified as a U.S. Navy sailor detained in Venezuela earlier this month, Paul Gomez reporting.
The U.S. Coast Guard reported that it tracked a group of Russian naval vessels, including two submarines, as they entered U.S. waters off Alaska in what appears to be an attempt to avoid sea ice, a move allowed under international rules and customs.
The crew of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Stratton observed the Russian military vessels crossing the maritime boundary and moving 30 miles into an area beyond U.S. territorial waters, known as the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone, Wade Addison reporting.
Drivers have experienced a significant drop in gasoline prices in recent weeks, and the trend is expected to continue.
Gas prices have fallen about 13% from a 2024 peak in April, which translates to a reduction of nearly 50 cents per gallon, according to AAA data. The national average price of a gallon of gas is now $3.20, AAA data indicates. In 16 states, the average cost of a gallon of gas is below $3, including Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Iowa. Jim Kender reported.
This is the latest news headlines.
Schools in a Kentucky county reopened under heavy police presence for the first time since a massive manhunt was launched for a suspect involved in an interstate shooting that injured five people 11 days ago.
While the suspect, 32-year-old Joseph Couch, remained at large on Tuesday, the Laurel County Public Schools resumed classes for its nearly 9,000 students. "We will not live our lives in fear," Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear stated during a news conference on. The school district mentioned in a statement that the reopening plan prioritized the safety of our students and staff. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Renowned ballet dancer Michaela Mabinty de Prince and her adoptive mother passed away within a day of each other, their family confirmed to ABC News this week.
Michaela de Prince died on September 10th at the age of 29, and her mother, Elaine de Prince, who adopted her as a child, died on September 11th during a routine procedure in preparation for surgery, according to a family statement posted on Facebook. The de Prince family did not immediately disclose a cause of death for Michaela de Prince. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A federal appeals court in New York upheld the sex crimes conviction of Ghislaine Maxwell, the longtime associate of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
In March, Maxwell asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit to overturn her conviction and 20-year prison sentence for recruiting and grooming the underage girls whom Epstein sexually abused, arguing that she was protected by an agreement federal prosecutors in Florida made with Epstein in 2007. Kyle Norris reporting.
For the first time ever, Instagram on introduced accounts specifically designed for teenage users, featuring built-in privacy protections.
These new accounts, called teen accounts, will be automatically assigned to all Instagram users under 18, both for current teen users and those signing up. By default, users younger than 16 will require parental permission to change their account settings. These changes, which are expected to affect tens of millions of users, were announced by Instagram head Adam Mosseri. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.